This is Health Matters, continuing our report on food security.
Fresh, nourishing food that is free of contaminants is a luxury for low-income families and people living in poverty or worse. And the number of people living below the poverty line in the U.S. is increasing, which means food security problems are increasing in cities, suburbs, and rural areas. Some regions are particularly hard hit, like Indian reservations in the Southwest, for example.
Economic forecasts do not promise any improvement in the near future. Just the opposite, in fact. It's been predicted that the cost of food is going to skyrocket because of the drought. Nationwide, the drought is dramatically increasing production costs in various agricultural regions, and California has been hit the hardest.
Last February, for the first time in 54 years, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced insufficient water stocks in California to meet irrigation demand. Farmers in California's Central Valley are having to cut back on the amount of acreage they plant. Their costs have soared from $140 an acre to $1,100 an acre, and you can be sure those costs will be passed on to consumers. Indian Country is organizing to ensure its food security. In January of 2013, the First Nations Development Institute, County Economic Development, and the Taos County Economic Development Corporation worked together to form the Native American Food Sovereignty Alliance, or NAFSA. NAFSA's goal is to build a movement that is driven and controlled by Native Americans. The NAFSA movement is dedicated to alleviating hunger and malnutrition in Native American